Welcome to Time with Alba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 28th, Monday, 2019, day 28. Today's topic. Why can't forgive from your heart? Let go. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day or the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 17 verses 10 to 15, Exodus chapter 5 verse 22 to chapter 7 verse 24, Matthew chapter 18 verse 23 to chapter 19 verse 12, Proverbs 5, verses 22 to 23. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is, why can't forgive from your heart? Let go. The topic I received from the Lord makes my hands shaking and my heart trembling. Because if I am that person who cannot forgive those who owed me, those who did me harm, even I did good to them, I would be like those assessing today's psalm with Carlos' hearts, or the Pharaoh whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of God's people. I was being challenged by the Holy Spirit this morning if I still put into jail deep down in my heart those who did me wrong. Have I let them go? Oh Lord, I do have. I repent and ask for forgiveness. How about you? If you are willing to examine yourself and repent, then each morning you can claim God's promise from today, Psalm 17, verse 15. Believe that God will give you vindication from those who did you harm and not for you to put them into your own jail deep down in your heart. Each morning you can enjoy your having the image of God and not the image of Pharaoh. That anger, bitterness. Each morning you have the presence of God and a face-to-face closeness and relationship with Him. Satisfied each morning. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to have a Carlos heart or the Pharaoh whose heart or like the Pharaoh. Whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of your people. that each morning I can enjoy having the image of you, your presence, and a face-to-face closeness and relationship with you, that I can be satisfied each morning and throughout that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of attitude and action you need to take so that you won't become a Pharaoh, not letting go of God's people into his promised land, and that you do not have anyone put into the jail deep down into your own heart? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.